Hello.
Hello, this is Karen Lopez from Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues, and this survey is quick and confidential. Can you tell me, are you registered to vote in North Carolina?
Yes, I am.
And are you registered as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
I'm registered as a Democrat.
A Democrat, thank you so much. And how likely are you to vote in this November's election for president and governor of North Carolina? Very likely, somewhat likely, or not likely at all?
I'm very likely to vote.
Okay, thank you. And overall, how would you rate the local economy in your area of North Carolina? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
I guess the overall economy is okay, but inflation is about to kill us.
Okay, and how would you rate?
Not so good.
Not so good, okay. And when it comes to the overall economy, which of these statements do you agree with more? The first one says, under President Biden and the Democrats, there are more jobs, higher wages, stronger protection for workers, and lower drug prices for seniors than ever before. They care about helping people. Or, under President Biden, the cost of living and inflation have skyrocketed. The cost of buying a home is out of reach for many young and working people, and his weak leadership and open borders are hurting America.
Well, as far as the economy goes, it's not good. He's not done such a good job. I don't know about the border stuff, but I'm not too crazy about the economy.
Okay, so you will say that the second option is more closer to your opinion?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, thank you. Now, can you mark your opinion of each of the following people active in politics as either very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable? The first one is Joe Biden.
Very unfavorable.
Okay. Then we have Roy Cooper.
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. Then we have Don Davis.
Favorable.
Okay. Then we have Donald Trump.
I don't know. I guess I don't know how to answer that.
Okay.
Just skip that one.
Okay, got it. And then we have Larry Bookout.
I'm not familiar enough with that one to really know how I feel.
Okay. And the last one is Kamala Harris.
Not real favorable with her.
It can be somewhat unfavorable?
Yeah, that'll do it.
Okay, thank you so much. And in this year presidential election were held today, would you vote for Kamala Harris, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an Independent?
I don't know who I'd vote for.
Okay. And in this year's election for North Carolina governor, will you vote for Josh Stein, the Democrat, or Mark Robinson, the Republican, if you had to choose today?
If I had to choose today, probably Mark Robinson.
Okay, got it. And in the election for the U.S. Congress from your area, which candidate would you choose if you had to vote today? Don Davis, the Democrat, Larry Bookout, the Republican, or Tom Bailey, Oliver Chadian?
Don Davis.
Okay, got it. And do you belong to a credit union or not?
Yes. What's that got to do with politics?
Okay. And of the following four, which do you consider to be your primary financial situation? Bank, credit union, stock brokerage firm, including online banks like E-Trade or Charles Schwab, or checks crushing outlet?
Banks, I guess.
Bank, okay. And now I'm going to read you some statements about the record of your current congressman, Don Davis. Can you please rate your reaction to each as very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative? The first one says, through support of North Carolina's credit unions, Don Davis is helping hardworking families in North Carolina, including police, firefighters, teachers, and healthcare workers, have access to banking services at no cost and get loans needed to buy a vehicle to get to work, pay for their children's education or emergency hospital bills.
Skip that one.
Okay. Then we have Congressman Don Davis grew up working on a tobacco farm in eastern North Carolina, attended the Air Force Academy, is a military veteran, minister, and teacher at ECU. He has the grounding and values to represent this area well in Washington.
I'm sorry, what was the question?
Yes, if you can rate this statement as very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Somewhat positive.
Okay, thank you. Then we have Congressman Davis is working to protect your credit card purchases from fraud. Make sure your privacy is protected and preserve credit cards rewards programs against an effort by the big box chain retailers and their corporate lobbyists to change the system and threaten those programs. Hello? Are you still there? Hello, can you hear me? Hello?